Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in for a very new and live episode from Twin Flame Radio called The Divine Hour, hosted by me, your host, Divine Queen. Thank you again for joining me. Just want to kind of give a shout out to my husband, Chris Enlighten, for supporting me on this new adventure that I'm on. And for those who don't know, new people that are calling in, my name is Divine Queen. You can catch me regularly, me and my husband regularly, on Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, on our main show, Twin Flame Radio. But this show is something different. This show is for the queens. This is for the goddesses. I wanted to do something where I was speaking more directly to women and women could speak more directly to me, because I get a lot of messages from women wanting to know different things about relationships and, you know, twin flames, soulmates. How do you do it? How do you avoid it? You know, you name it, I get it. So this is my way of extending myself and just reaching out to those who feel that they need a little something extra. So today, family, we are going in on, are women settling? And so this has been a topic that has come up a lot recently, where women are being portrayed as just accepting things in their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I grew up in a family full of strong women, and my mother was a very strong example. She always taught me to get up and work every day, don't depend on a man, don't depend on anyone to do anything for you. She always taught me that if it's something that you want in life, you don't settle. You go out and you go get it. But nowadays, there's a hue of, there's a vibe out there that women aren't doing what they used to do. They're not being, they're being told that they're too strong. So women are softening up and they're being a little less demanding in what it is that they want out of life, what they want out of a relationship, what they want out of work, your families, etc. And this may not apply to everyone, but this is just something that has been coming up. So we're going to talk about, are women actually settling? What is settling? So one of the things I want you to ask yourself is, in your current life, in your relationship, in your job, are you happy or are you just comfortable? There's a thin line, because if you're comfortable, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're happy. Things may come easy for you. You may be able to pay the bills, but you're not really doing what you love. You have a companion, but he's not really meeting your needs. You have dreams, but you're not pursuing them, and you're okay with it. So, are you comfortable, or are you just happy? Settling is the art of taking the easy way out. It's so easy to just live. You know what I mean? It's easy to wake up every day and just do your normal routine. But when you go out and you chase your dreams, when you fight for what it is you want out of life instead of fighting for your limitations, that's going to put a lot more work and effort into it. And if you're putting in work, if you're doing the job, if you're applying effort to what it is that you want, it's not going to be easy. You're not going to be comfortable. That's just not how it is. You know, when you achieve something, when you really achieve something big and you're like, I did it. That was great. I love it. You know, this is what I wanted. This is the type of life I wanted. This is the relationship I've wanted. You look back on it and you think about all the trials and tribulations it took for you to get there, all the hurdles you had to jump. That's the true reward. That's the true reward. So before I go in a little deeper, I just want to remind the fam that if you are on the line and you have any questions, you want to come through and say what's up, the phone number here is 619-924-0835. Same phone number as Twin Flame Radio. And if you're in chat and you have a question, you can just come on through and raise your hand. So, moving on. A lot of people don't even realize that they're settling. You get so caught up in the humdrum of everyday life that you look around and you don't even recognize who you are or what you're doing. So how do you know if you're settling? So I want to tackle the relationship part because that's the biggest obstacle, right? So if you ask yourself if he's the one, if you want to make changes in him, if you go, well, he has everything, but if he would just do these few things, if he would get a job, if he would clean up around the house, if he would meet me on my needs, then, you know, those are signs that you might be settling. He may not be delivering what you want. If you feel like you're just lucky to have anyone in your life, guess what? Settling. You should never feel like, you know, I'm just blessed I have someone. You know, I hear women say that sometimes. They're like, I'm just blessed that the Lord gave me someone. And I'm just like, what? The Lord gave you a lot. Don't settle for just that, you know, just having, you know, someone in your shadow or having someone that you can be in your shadow. You're settling if you can't stand being alone. You know, and I know that's hard for a lot of people. It would be hard for me because I, fortunately I met my husband when I was very young. So I didn't really spend a whole lot of time alone. He's always been there with me. So I can understand that it gets lonely. You know, it's hard to, it might be boring. You know, it's hard to not share different things that are going on in your life with someone that you care about. So being alone can, you know, if you're wanting to have someone in your life and you're accepting something that you shouldn't be accepting just for the fact of having someone in your life just so you won't be bored or alone, that's settling. You owe yourself so much more than that. Don't do that. You know, there's also, I hear this a lot, where women say, well, you know, there's a shortage of men out there. How do I know I'm not going to find anyone better than him? So let's look at it like this. Let's say, for example, that your favorite meal, scratch that, your favorite thing to drink in the morning, I'm going to fill in on myself because I got my tall cup of coffee right here. For those that know Divine Queen, y'all know how I am about my coffee. I got to have my coffee every day. I'm not me if I don't have coffee. So let's say you love your coffee, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever it is you like. But let's say you decide, well, you know what, there's a lot of coffee out there, and, you know, the lines at Starbucks are long, the lines at Dunkin' Donuts are long. I'm just going to make me some Folgers. I don't like Folgers, but, you know, I guess it gets the job done. If you're a true coffee connoisseur like me, you're not going to settle for Folgers. You will rather just not have anything if you're going to drink Folgers. So if you wouldn't cheat yourself out of little things that you like, if you like steak dinner, but you decide you're not going to say I'm going to have Salisbury steak. You want a steak dinner, you're going to get a steak dinner. If you want Starbucks coffee, you get Starbucks, not Folgers, right? So if you're okay with doing it in that aspect of your life, why aren't you doing it everywhere else? Why would you settle for someone just to have someone? Why would you cheat yourself out of life? And this is one that really bugs me. If you're the only one that's making compromises, if you're the only one that's willing to go the extra mile, then he's not the one for you. One of the many things I learned in my relationship is that there has to be compromise. It can't be just one person doing everything all the time. My husband has to meet me somewhere in the middle. Now, there may be times where I will go the extra mile on certain things, but then there's times that he goes the extra mile on those other things. And then there's those times where we come together and meet as one for the majority of things. If you're giving yourself to the point where you're feeling like you're not completed, you're exhausted, you're stressed, you're bending over backwards, and you have nothing to show for it, again, are you happy? You can't be. It's impossible. You accept it less because you convince yourself that a little bit of something good is better than nothing at all. That's a joke. That's seriously a joke. If I didn't have my husband in my life and I couldn't find a good man out there, I am completely prepared and ready to be by myself. I look at myself as a goddess. I'm a queen. Therefore, I put myself up on a high standard. We should, as women, we should always put ourselves up on the highest tier. Because there's no one like us. We can do things that only we can do. And we can do things that men can do. Men can't do that. We have that advantage. We have the advantage of, you know, taking care of our families, giving birth, being nurturing. But then we can also do what men can do. We can go out there and get the same jobs. I saw a video where this woman was kicking butt. She was kicking dudes' butts. They couldn't hang with her. She was too skilled. We are the divine feminine. We have the ability to do so much, and we don't recognize that about ourselves. We got to start realizing who we are. So I hear men say, you know, women are picky. Is it okay for women to be picky? Heck yeah! Why not? Why not? You deserve it. We're goddesses. We should have our choice of whatever we want out of life. This planet, this universe, this is our playground. You pick what you want. You don't let anyone pick you for the prize. You're the prize. You pick what you want. With this state of mind of settling, it pours over into other areas of your life, with your families, with work, with your children. You know, you find yourself maybe putting your dreams on the back burner. I know for a long time I put my dreams on the back burner, and I did that because, you know, I was young when I had my daughter, and, you know, being the woman that I am, like most women, what we do is we put our dreams up, we put them in a box, and we put that box up on the shelf, and we close the door, and we take care of our responsibilities. And when the day slows down, when it's a little quiet, you may open up that door, you look up on that shelf, you don't pull the box down, you just look at it, and you go, yeah, one day I'll be there, one day I'll pull it out, I'll take care of it. And then you go back and you shut that door and you handle your business. And I get it. Family is important. Work is important. Relationships, children, all of that stuff, money, everything is important. But you know what else is important? You're important. Your dreams are important. Your goals are important. You know, my master said something once that, and I can't remember the exact words, so I'm probably about to chop it up, but it was something along the lines of, when you have dreams and you don't pursue them, that's all they are, dreams. You're not creating any real memories. Dreams are memories that we have yet to create. We have them for a reason. Maybe we've done them in past lives. Maybe we're doing them in alternate universes. Who knows? But we have them for a reason. And if we're putting them aside, if we're not pursuing them, it's like, you know, it's like you're taking in extra air when you don't need it. It's a waste. Work. Anyone that follows me on Facebook, you know I hate my job. I hate working. And it's not, you know, that I hate working. It's just that I realize my potential. I know that I'm so much more than what I'm getting paid for 40 hours a week. That's partly why I'm doing this show, because, you know, this is one of the things that I want to do. This is one of my goals, one of my dreams, is that I want to give more of myself, you know, from the root of myself. I don't want to give myself just to a job, you know, to people who don't appreciate me, to a job that can be done by anyone. You know, I want to be appreciated by people that I know love me, that respect me. And so with our jobs, we find ourselves settling, right? You know, we usually find ourselves in a job. You know, I make, don't get it wrong, I make good money. It's not my dream. So we usually find ourselves in a job where, you know, we're doing this mundane work. It's something that's repeated. It's something that if you leave work and you feel drained, it's not feeding you. It's taking more from you than you're getting from it. If you feel that there could be something much more you could be doing with your time than what you're doing at work, then you're settling. You know, work can drain you. It can suck the life out of you. And I know, like most people, I have my days where when I get off work, I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is go home and sit on my comfy couch, flip through Facebook, make a couple posts, laugh with my husband and my daughter, eat a good meal, and then I'm ready to go to sleep. But that's not living for me, so I can't do that. You know, so I have to find things to do in between those times. I have to, you know, make sure that my job isn't sucking the life out of me. So one of the things that I've been doing at work And I'm going to tell on myself. I don't care. One of the things that I do at work is I work for myself while I'm getting paid at work. So while I'm at work, I'm creating banners for Twin Flame Radio. I'm writing in my book. I'm coming up with product ideas. I'm shopping for, you know, I Am Divine stuff. You know, I'm thinking of posts that I can make out to inspire people. I refuse to only do the job that they pay me for while I'm at work. Luckily, I'm in a position where, you know, I can do that. I know there's some people who may be in positions where you don't have that kind of downtime. You have to just, you know, work. Maybe you're a nurse or maybe you're some kind of high-level executive or whatnot. You may not have that time. But if you can find some kind of way to make time for you while you're at work, that'll kind of balance it out so that maybe you're not completely settling for just your job. Because then you're doing something for yourself on someone else's dime. You hear what I'm saying? So, what about your families? Families can drain you, right? Families will use you more than anybody, than a stranger, anyone. You know, I remember one of the obstacles that my husband had to overcome was being strong enough to say no to the people that he loved. And it wasn't that he was trying to be spiteful. It wasn't that he was upset or anything like that. He just realized that it wasn't an even exchange. He wasn't getting any kind of love or support in return. But many people will say, but that's family. You got to do it. You got to suck it up. You got to do it for family. Says who? I don't do anything that I don't want to do. And my family knows this about me. My sister will tell me, this is funny, whenever we have any kind of get together or gathering or anything like that, and she'll tell me, I'm not going to ask you what you want to bring. I'm not going to even ask you if you want to come because I know you're going to do what you want to do. So just bring what you want. If you don't bring anything, cool. If you do, I appreciate it. And if you show up, I love you. You know, and that's just the kind of understanding that we have. And I always bring something. I'm not a freeloader family. I always bring something. I may not always cook, but I bring something, especially some wine. So what I'm getting at is that you don't want, just because you're related, just because you grew up together, just because they gave birth to you, they raised you, they fed you, they changed your diapers, whatever, doesn't mean that you're obligated to give everything, your whole essence to your family. Because you didn't come here to live for them. Yes, they had a job. They were supposed to raise you. Guess what? You're grown. You don't owe them anything in return. Would it be nice to do things for them from time to time? Spend time with them, take them out, do favors? Yeah. But if you don't want to, if you don't feel like it, if it's draining you, if you're giving more and they're not giving anything, you're being used. That's called settling. So, Why are women being perceived as settling? I'm going to hit back on the relationships. This is mainly due to the relationships. We see a lot of women who are in unhappy relationships. I had a young lady reach out to me maybe about a couple months ago, because her significant other wanted to open the relationship up. And when I say open the relationship up, I mean invite other women in. This is something that she didn't really want to do. She was willing to try it because she knew that it would make him happy, but it wasn't something that she wanted out of the relationship. And so I asked her, if it's not what you want, why are you doing it? And she said, well, you know, I don't want to seem like, you know, I'm nagging or I'm tripping or anything like that. And I was like, so? If, again, let me ask you, if that's not what you want, why are you doing it? Why are you concerned with how you're being perceived through his eyes? Do you want to share your man? No, she says. Then don't. And if that's the kind of relationship that he wants, maybe you're settling. Because if that's not what you want, you settled for something that you shouldn't have, right? And I know there's this thing going on where, you know, there's a shortage of men. We got men locked up. We have men who are interested in other men. We have married men. We have, you know, men who are not wanting to be committed. So what do? You do what you came here for. You came here for you. See, when we all come into this existence, we come into this existence with a contract. And with that contract, we have a rundown of all the things that we want to accomplish in life. Our souls sign up for this so that we can experience this in a physical nature. But see, we don't remember that. We remember the now. We remember the physical. We remember that what feels good right now is what I know. So therefore, I want what I want. You know, it's kind of like if you have kids or when you were a kid and you wanted, you know, some kind of toy or something like that. And you were told, no, you can't have that. And it's like, ah, but I want it, you know. And let's say you get it, and then you find out the toy really isn't all that. It's kind of cheap, doesn't work like they showed it on a commercial. Something better comes out, you're more excited about that. So what I'm getting at is that you may think that this is something that you want and this is what you're here for, but that may not always be correct. You know, our ego allows us to think that we're supposed to be doing certain things, or we're supposed to have certain things, or we're supposed to be living on a certain level, because you see on TV, you see, you know, amongst other people what they have, and you go, well, I'm supposed to have that too. That's not necessarily true. Your soul may have signed up for you to be alone. Your soul may want you to come back here to work on you. You've probably lived many lifetimes. And out of those many lifetimes, you may have had many relationships, some of them great, some of them not so great. Well, maybe this lifetime you're not supposed to have one of those relationships. Maybe this lifetime, the relationship that you're supposed to have is the one that you're building within yourself. You don't have anyone that's building you up, build yourself up. You don't have anyone to tell you you're beautiful? Tell yourself. I tell myself I'm beautiful every day. I have a husband to tell me, and I still tell myself, I don't care. I love me. I love the mess out of me. May sound crazy, but again, I don't care. I'm a God. So another thing that we may be settling with outside of relationships, or that it's perceived that we're settling with, is with the jobs, with our jobs. You know that women make less money than men, and we can do the same exact job? Men are more likely to get promoted. Men are more likely to have more advances in life than we are. So what can we do to have those same advantages? There is a ton of money out there for women to make. You know how? Do it for yourself. There aren't enough women entrepreneurs out there. They're not following their dreams. Everyone thinks that they have to work under somebody else. They have to do something, you know, well, I gotta work for this corporation. I gotta work for the man. It's not true. Yeah, it takes time. It's gonna be hard. You're gonna have to invest in yourself, invest your time. But again, you're a queen, you're a god. If it's something that you want to do, do it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it on the side, but I'm still doing it, you know, until I can get to the point where I can do it completely. That's my goal. I don't want to work for someone else the rest of my life. I'm in a company where, you know, they don't really respect women. The men are getting ahead. The women who have more knowledge and, you know, more experience are being overlooked. And I get it. So you know what I do? I don't give them 100%. They get 35%. That's all they get, 35%. I have the potential to be greatness wherever I am. But if you don't appreciate it, if you don't want it, I'm not going to fight you for it. Get what you get. How do you know how to display your value? How do you know how to, you know, put a price tag on what you're worth? One of the things you want to stop doing, you want to stop rationalizing the poor behavior of others. If someone is not living up to your expectations, don't make excuses for them. If something is happening in your life and you don't like it, call it out. I speak my mind all the time. If someone, even with my husband, if he does something I don't like, I let him know. I don't like that. Don't do that. That wasn't cool. He don't really do that, but, you know, if it needs to be said, I do it. I say it. You want to recognize that not getting what you want is not a personal curse. Again, we may not always get the things that we want out of life. That's what the ego may want, but our soul desires something different. Have you ever been in a situation where you know, like, okay, I can take this path, but it's something about, I don't know, it's just something about going this alternate route, this alternate way, that makes me just want to, I don't know what it is. That's your soul calling you that way. Your soul wants you to take that other way. So whenever you get that feeling where you just don't understand why something is, or I don't know why I'm drawn to this, I don't know why I want to do this, it's usually it's because it's your soul calling you to that. Don't shut that out. You want to recognize that being alone is not the same as being abandoned. As women, a lot of us have dealt with abandonment issues, maybe from a young age, as children. You know, I know in my generation, a lot of us weren't raised by our mothers. You know, we were raised by our grandmothers. We were raised by big mamas, great grandmamas, aunties. We didn't have that love. And even more of us didn't have our fathers around. You know, a lot of women will substitute the love of your father for the love of a man. And I see it so many times, especially with a lot of younger women, where if they didn't have a father in their lives, they don't know what a relationship is supposed to look like. You know, the good thing about having a father in your life is that he will treat his daughter in a way that will show her this is how a man is supposed to treat a young woman. The qualities that you have, that my father has, are the qualities that I want to look for in my suitor. And if you were lucky enough to grow up in a two-family home, a loving two-family home, then you get to witness what real love is. See, luckily for my daughter, she witnesses what true love is. She sees me and her father, you know, always having a good time, always in an embrace. Even when we're working together and our heads are butting because we're trying to, you know, put ideas and things together, we're doing it from love. And she sees that. She also sees that with the way that her father has raised her and treated her from the time that she was a baby up until her adult age, is that he's treated her like she was a young lady. He's treated her with respect. He's treated her like a goddess. And so she knows that to accept anything less is settling. And I've taught my daughter, you never settle. I don't care how big your dream is. If it's something you want, chase it. And don't get tired. Keep going. It's going to be hard. It's going to take a while, but keep doing it. So because you've gone through some abandonment issues, you've had a lack of growing up or throughout life, don't substitute that feeling of being alone as abandonment. A lot of people are in relationships that, you know, you thought was the one. He's the one. And then it didn't work out. Don't go into a funk. Take that time to build yourself up. Learn from what you experience. Everything in life is a lesson. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything is all a lesson. We have that to know where to start from. You have to have somewhere to build from. You want to become used to expressing what you desire and say it. Say it all the time. I tell my daughter, say it all the time. Write it down. Put it under your pillow. Carry it with you in your pocket. Remind yourself of what it is that you want out of life. Because if you don't, you find yourself settling. You find yourself going, I'm going to put this in a box. I'll put it away. I'll look at it one day. Don't agree with something that you don't want. We have to learn to use our voices. You know, I tell my family, don't let this dainty voice fool you. Because I can get loud. When it's something I don't want, I make it known. I say it. If I don't want something, you know, every day me and my husband have this day where we talk about what we want to eat for dinner. And I can never think of what it is that I want. And he'll say, well, what about this? And I go, I don't want that. And he's like, well, what do you want there? I don't know. You pick something. And then he'll suggest something else. I don't want that either. And he gets frustrated. And I eventually pick something. But I say that to say that, you know, I'm not going to cave in on something that I don't want. I may not know what I want, but I know what I don't want. So I want to remind your family, if you want to call in, you can at 619-924-0835. This is the Divine Hour with Divine Queen. And if you're already on the line, you can hit the number 1 and I'll bring you on through. And I have a caller. I know who this is. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Peace, peace, love.
Peace, peace, babe. And can men call in on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Men need to call in.
Shout out to all the goddesses out there in the world, especially mine, my number one goddess, you know. But I got something to ease the mind of women. I hear a lot of women in my inbox and on Facebook in general, saying that it's hard to raise a man. And I want women to change their paradigm of what it is in raising a man. Too many women try to take on a role that they can't take on. And what my mom did, instead of trying to raise me like a man would raise me, she raised me to respect women and love women on a different level that only a woman can know how to teach a man. So when I became a man, I knew how to treat women. Men know how to be men innately. It's not like there's not enough men out there that men can mimic. We're men. We're going to do what men do innately. No one needs to treat. You never hear anyone say only a woman can treat a woman. So a woman how to be a woman. Y'all just know what to do when the time is there. So instead of focusing on having young men focus on trying to make him be a man, show him how it is to treat a woman. How to conversate with women. Talk to a young man. Have an easy way with. I got more women friends than I do men friends. I feel more comfortable around women. But that made me a great man. You know, men need to learn how to be these days. We don't need to be taught how to be even more harder than we already naturally are. We need to tap into our feminine side more, and only a woman, feminine design, feminine energy can do that. Don't focus on trying to raise your man to be the strong man. Raise your man respect and treat a strong woman in a certain way. That's all I had to say today, Wings.
Appreciate your wisdom as always.
Winning.
Peace and love, babe. That's my king. So, and I appreciate that break because I got a chance to sip on some of my coffee. So, thank you. So you want to, back to some of the things that you can do to become aware of your value, is you want to gain self-awareness. And you do that by giving yourself daily affirmations, recognizing yourself whenever you achieve something, pat yourself on the back, you know, remind yourself, tell yourself every day that you're a goddess, that you're a queen. Your supreme being. Tell yourself that. When we tell ourselves positive things, when we acknowledge ourselves, we build ourselves up. We don't need anyone to build us up. We're all from the Creator, which makes us a creator. If we're from God, we are God. You don't need anyone to pat you on the back. Pat your own back. Pat your own self. Focus on finding your passion instead of a soulmate. I get messaged every day about how do I find my soulmate? What can I do to find the one? Is there a spell that I can use? Should I change up my attitude? You think I should change my hair? Should I be less, you know, less vocal? Should I not portray, you know, how much money I make or how, you know, how much of a powerhouse I am? You know, I made a post this morning on Facebook about finding your passion. A lot of times we forget what our passion is. So think back on something that brought you joy. Think back on a happy memory. You can go as far back as your childhood. Think about something that makes you smile when you think about it, something that you miss doing, and do that. Explore it more. You know, dive into it. That's your passion. When you stop trying to please your ego, your soul's purpose comes into play. You discover your passion. And with that, you may open up different gateways for something else to come into your life or someone else to come into your life. You know, if you're focused on going to the club, to the bars to meet the one, you may be taking time away from doing something else where you might meet the one. Now, stop trying to meet the one. Why? What does this talk about? I got to find the one. You know, some people don't have the one. Some people have the one, the two, the three. Sometimes you go through a couple before you find the one, you know. Stop putting so much weight and heat on the one. You know, it's like fat kind of Neo or something. It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that much pressure. Be comfortable with yourself. Spend time loving yourself. When you treat yourself like a goddess, when you start appreciating yourself and loving yourself, that will be seen and you will get that in return. When you tell the universe what you want and you send that energy out by displaying it, you will attract it to yourself. It will deliver. If you're in a relationship and you're not getting your goals and your needs met, you want to sit down with your partner and you want to set an expectation of a mutual respect. Let them know what you want. I tell every woman, when you're going into a relationship, you need to be upfront. Let them know what you're about upfront. Don't wait years into the relationship and go, well, you know, never really wanted that. You know, let them know up front. I'm not that kind of chick. I don't do that. Or this is what I want. This is what I want from this relationship. Because guys don't know. They're not mind readers. Not a lot of them anyway. We got another caller on the line. I know who this is. I'm going to go ahead and bring her through. Peace, peace, Nita.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Okay. How are you?
I'm listening to everything you're saying, and I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying, but I think there's a key thing that you're forgetting, and I think that we need to tell ourselves, yes, you do have to remind yourself that, you know, you're important, you're good, or, you know, whatever you need to affirm yourself, but we also have to start with being honest with ourselves mm-hmm. about certain things in our lives. And I think that sometimes people don't deal with honesty, and so they find other reasons or cop-outs or things to blame for why, you know, things happen to them, or why, you know, why I'm not getting this, or why I'm not doing, because you're not being honest with yourself.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. honesty is the number one key. And I mean, if you want to be in a good relationship with somebody, yes, you have to be able to, no, I'm not standing for this. No, I don't want this. And you're absolutely right. But don't buckle because
exactly.
you feel like, mm-hmm. but there's also this conditioning too in our society. No matter how accomplished a woman is, she still isn't quite accomplished until she has a man or she's in a relationship. And if there is mm-hmm. no man or any relationship, then it's like, what's wrong with her? You know, mm-hmm. and I mean, you still have that side eye thing. It's a conditional thing that we women have to stop. We have to stop mm-hmm. with this. You know, you need to fulfill yourself, do things that you want to do for yourself. You know, hey, the right person will come along. They'll appreciate you for all that you are and all that you, you know, all the things that you have accomplished. And I mean, and that's mm-hmm. fine, but don't try to twist yourself to make a man happy. So I'm
well said.
Okay,
well
I took the applause if you agree.
Yes, yes, I agree. I completely 100, 1,000% I agree.
Yeah, yeah. We have to stop. And I mean, and some women, they keep floating from one man to the next. They're still fishing in the same murky pond. They haven't moved mm-hmm. past that pond. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You got Tyrone. Oh, Tyrone was cheating. Now you're dealing with somebody else, and that's, he's cheating and beating your behind. And then, you know, it's like, come on. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're still fishing in the same murky waters. You're not treating yourself, you know, and people can only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. So if it's acceptable for a man to do those kind of things to you, you're allowing it. So first start by
mm-hmm.
being honest with, you know, hey, I'm allowing this to happen. I got to move on.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just wanted to say that, but we do have the tendency to settle, and I think that we women normally do, and I think we settle because we are moms, and it is hard being a woman. It really is. And, I mean, when you think about it, as you think about being a wife, you still want to please your husband. Then when you become a mom, you got the kids thing going. You still have to work. You still have to do all of these things. And then sometimes we're so caught up in the, you know, the day-to-day things that you have to do in life, you do forget about yourself. And it's easy to do. And so you do wind up settling. You do. You wind up settling for a woman, too. But, you know, core things, I mean, you really, I think you really have to, I think other things will come along as long as you're honest with yourself. But the core thing is respecting yourself and making other people respect you. I mean, that's number one. And just being honest.
Well said. I agree completely. Honesty is very huge.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. And it's a struggle. It's an everyday struggle, too, with that, to be honest with yourself. Sometimes, you know, I can look at my life and I look back on things and choices that I made. And it's almost like a domino effect, because I made this decision, these consequences happened, and then this happened. And you know what I'm saying? But it was all because I did something, or, you know, I didn't want to deal with something or whatever it is. And it's like, you just have to be honest.
I agree.
But that's all we have to say.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I know the callers appreciate it as well. All right, I'll talk to you later. Peace and love.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes. So that was true. You know, a lot of women aren't honest with themselves. Women will say, you know, and this is people in general, but we're talking about women. So women will say, you know, I want this kind of relationship. I want this. And then, you know, when that type of person approaches you, he's not my style. That's not really what I want. I'm going to hold out for something better. You know, and it's like, you know, you got to be honest with what you want, you know, in all aspects. And what she, you know, what Nita, the caller, was saying, and, you know, and everything. You want to make sure that you extend trust to a partner who is interested in planning a future with you. So if it's something that you want, put it on the table. Let it be known. Trust that the person that you're choosing to, you know, if it's someone that you really want to spend your life with and it's something that you want to build upon, you have to learn to expose yourself. They're not going to know. You don't tell them. You know, you're going in a relationship and you want kids, and he tells you he's never wanted kids, and you don't speak up about it. You know, don't think that maybe a couple years down the line he might change his mind. Let it be known of what you want. Because, yeah, he might, but what if he don't? Then you're settling, because you're not living for the type of relationship that you wanted, right? You want to seek a partner that you can be authentic and vulnerable around. We shouldn't be, a lot of people, we wear masks, and some of us wear a lot of masks. We have our masks for work, we have our masks for family, we have our masks for, you know, our hobbies, we have our masks for, you know, whatever. You shouldn't be wearing a mask when you're at home, when you're with your significant other. This should be your true, authentic self. This is the person you're spending your life with, right? This is the person you're waking up with every day, right? This is the person that you may be retiring and growing old with, right? How long are you going to wear your mask? How long are you not going to be you? If you're not being you, who are you? What are you doing here? Don't compromise your values. If you are, let's say, you know, you like to go to church every Sunday, but your spouse may not. You know, if that's something you want to do, do it. Let them know this is what I like to do. You may have your own thing, but this is what I like to do. Don't change up who you are to make someone else happy. See, a lot of times we make bad decisions for temporary happiness. We think, well, I'll do this for a little while. I'll try it out, see how it is. And then a little while turns into months, years, and you're not happy. And you're wondering why. It's because you sacrificed a part of yourself. And when you do that, it's almost like you are cutting out a chunk of your life, your time here, and you're just giving it away. You're not doing anything with it. You know, I always tell people it's better to be single with high standards than in a relationship accepting less than what you deserve. It's better to be happy than to live a lie. You know, and here's a big one. If you get that gut feeling that something isn't right in a relationship, it probably isn't. We all are born with intuition. We all know, we get that vibe, especially women. We know when something isn't right. But we ignore it a lot because we're trying to get that temporary happiness. We ignore it because we don't want to be alone. We ignore it because we don't want to sound too boisterous. We ignore it because we don't want to come across too powerful. We ignore it because we don't want to be naggers. I say, screw that. If you feel something isn't right, speak up about it. If you feel something isn't right, check into it. Peace your mind, if anything. If you put up with it, you're going to end up with it. I see a lot of like long-term relationships after 20 plus years, and then all of a sudden they just get tired and they're like, you know what, I want a divorce. And I've always wondered, like, how does someone be together so long and then decide, now I don't want you anymore? That's usually how. Because you've worn this mask and you settled for this temporary happiness, and now you're at the point where you just feel like you can't take it anymore. And so you don't. So I'm going to just put in some final thoughts here and recap, family. You accept less because you convince yourself that a little is better than nothing at all. You need to know who you are and what you deserve. You need to know your worth. And final, you are what you settle for. If you settle for less, you'll have less. You'll be less. Remember the goddess in you. Remember your divine feminine. Remember you're a queen. Accept more out of this. Well, family, I'm about to go ahead and close this out. It's been real. It's been fun. I love this. This has been the Divine Hour by Divine Queen, and I will be here every other Saturday, 11 o'clock Eastern time. So next Saturday, I will be here, let's see, April 21st. And next Saturday, I think I'm going to do some relationship readings because, yes, I do that. So it's been real, family. I want to thank you again for calling in. Be sure to check us out on Twin Flame Radio every Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, here at the same place, same phone number. And you can find me on Facebook under I Am Divine. Also, check out my website, IamDivineQueen.com. Follow me on Facebook, also Instagram, and all that. I'm everywhere, so just follow me. I Am Divine, you'll find me. It's been real, family. I'm sending you out with peace, love, and blessings. I love you all. Peace.